water was running out. They'd been digging for water, but the water tanks had been broken by the PNG authorities. And, of course, they were in a weakened state and, of course, quite stressed. The police moved in. We saw the buses take people out of the base just after lunchtime last Thursday. It was about 50 men on three minibuses, and they were looking pretty haggard, as you'd expect. And they were crying, some were crying out, "Help, help," outside.
Can you imagine what it would be like to walk around in Manus Island? What would you see? What would you hear? Mark Purcell, CEO of the Australian Council for International Development, and Meg Quatermain, Humanitarian Manager for Oxfam Australia, were part of the first independent delegation allowed access to the now inoperable detention centre following the forced removal of 328 detainees. What they saw was shocking.
Many of them told us stories of themselves or people who they are with, crying, not able to sleep. Many have hearing voices in their heads. There have been documented cases of self-harm. These need clinical follow-up. We are not in the position to be able to provide that, but that is why we are supporting the call for assessment and follow-up for medical and mental health cases.
The humanitarian sector representatives are calling on the government to provide urgent medical aid.
The issue is that people have been detained by Australia for over 1,600 days. It's 4.5 years. Many of them have post-traumatic stress disorder from the countries they fled from, but there are very high rates of mental illness. Now, Australian services providers are responding to that mental illness, but the issue is that the ongoing condition or situation which Australia is keeping them in is exacerbating the mental illness, causing it for people to deteriorate. And I'd say there's there's a lot of damaged people up there that are there as a result of the Commonwealth of Australia's actions.
A group of Australian senior medical practitioners have written to the federal government offering to fly to Manus and treat asylum seekers and refugees for free, but the offer may fall on deaf ears.
There is a critical need for specialist expertise medical care. The Papua New Guinea government are providing medical care through their hospital, both in Port Moresby and in Manus Island. But the type of, especially the mental health conditions of this group of men are quite specific. They're quite specific health needs. Many of them have fled horrendous conditions and already will have mental health conditions. And those who are having a deteriorating mental health condition from the time they're detained. So if the government would take up the offer of Australian doctors and other clinicians, we would implore that this offer is taken up.
We know now there's been a range of inquiries into how people have been treated over the years and or where they've been mistreated. This, to me, seems to be a prima facie case of, a failure of responsibility to care for individuals. Not that services aren't being provided, but situation which the state is holding them in is causing damage to people.
For now, the fate of the trapped refugees and asylum seekers remains to be seen. Debbie Ning, 2SER.